8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the deadline for tens of thousands of workers in healthcare, nursing homes, and government to prove they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or have an exemption. Many workplaces with mandates report vaccination levels with at least one dose were near or above 90% last week. Dr. Michelle Barron with UC Health says that system, like many workplaces, also requires regular testing for the unvaccinated.
We know it's a hassle because people have been complaining, and my stance has been pretty clear. So they have to be tested at least twice a week.
87% of state employees have had at least one dose. Misinformation could be keeping voter participation low in Mesa County. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
Mesa County Treasurer Sheila Reiner, the county's temporary election supervisor, keeps hearing the same misinformation, that you have to vote in person to have your vote counted.
And that's not true. We count all eligible ballots as soon as they are verified as being eligible to be cast.
Reiner is overseeing the election instead of County Clerk Tina Peters, who was barred from those duties after an alleged security breach related to mistrust in voting equipment. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Many school boards are waiting until after the election to decide whether their members should be compensated. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
A new state law gives school boards the option to compensate board members up to $150 a day for official board business. Some lawmakers said a ban on compensation meant many residents couldn't afford to participate. Board members can't vote to pay themselves, so any decision would apply to future elected members. Both the Denver and Aurora school boards have discussed but not voted on the matter. However, the school board in the Sheridan District, southwest of Denver, will hold a special meeting today to consider compensation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's cloudy along the Front Range, mostly sunny for western Colorado, with rain and snow on the way for much of the state. This is CPR News.